This is Free Talk Live.
It's the live Sunday night show, and we are kicking off the third hour of tonight's program. It's me, Stephanie, here tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. If you want to find all the different ways you can listen to Free Talk Live, simply go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll find our radio affiliates, online streams, even the cam, the Free Talk Live studio cam, and the chat room where you can chat with other listeners while you listen to the show, and the listen lines, like you mentioned before, Mark. Now, speaking of which, I just want to say, in the last hour, we had a caller, Casper, right at the end of the hour. I want to apologize to Casper because I don't think I took him seriously enough with what he was saying. It sounded like he was having an issue accessing the show after he downloaded ProXPN. I don't know what was going on. We can't do tech support on the air, but, you know, if he can get a hold of ProXPN, maybe they can help him out with that. And I do apologize, Casper. I kind of insinuated that maybe he was confused and he didn't know what was going on, but I'm sure he was having an issue, and we take it seriously here on Free Talk Live. We just don't know exactly how to help you out while we're right here.
It's really difficult, and I mean, you know, anything can be going on with anybody's computer at any given time.
Exactly. All right, so if you want to call us tonight, you can call us at 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. lrn.fm is our Skype handle. And we do actually have a call on Skype to start out the hour with. Let's talk to Nathan, listening on Skype. Hey, Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Stephanie. Can you hear me?
You sound great.
Okay, cool. It's been a great show so far. I had a topic I think you might be really interested in, but first I wanted to apologize to Mark about my previous call and the failed analogy I tried to make.
What was the previous call?
Mark, apologies abound on
Mark
Free Talk
Live. Mark doesn't look like he remembers what this is. He's making a face here in the studio.
People don't remind me.
I had an involved analogy about quantum qubits, and it didn't seem to succeed too well. So instead of that, I wanted to recommend a book that is a lot better at explaining science/math kind of concepts than my call, and it's called Flatland, A Romance in Many Dimensions. It's a story about a two-dimensional square who gets to learn about the three dimensions.
It's got to be very interesting, the idea that, you know, of dealing with something that has more than four or five dimensions or whatever it might be. You know, I mean, if you consider what it must be like for something in two dimensions to encounter something in three dimensions, it could only encounter it in two dimensions. So it's a fascinating concept. I'm interested in what you have to say. Is this a long book?
No, it's a short book. You could probably pick it up and read it in an afternoon. There's actually a scene, I think, in the book where a sphere tries to, pass through the plane he lives in, and all he sees is circles or something.
Yeah, it's all
anyway,
great.
I think you'll like it. So the thing I wanted to call in about is, I wonder, does Stephanie, have you ever heard of a show called Girls?
Is that a TV show?
It's a TV show.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Is it four older women that live together in a retirement place on the east coast of Florida?
I think
definitely
golden
not.
Golden Girls.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
I love Golden Girls.
Good one, Mark.
So I think it's interesting because it's kind of like a dystopian Sex in the City, to give some background on it.
Wow.
I like the sound
I thought
that
Sex in the City was
interest.
Dystopian enough.
That was my joke, Brian. I just don't mind you.
Actually, I heard about it on Molyneux's show. He said the show was horrific, and so not believing him, I watched an episode at random, and true to his word, I was horrified.
Wow, so what horrified you?
Well, in that episode, all the characters were extremely self-centered and kind of stupid, and even the guest stars were really narcissistic, and it was just really weird.
Is it is it like a scripted show, or is it a reality show?
No, it's a fictional show, but okay. It's apparently there's a controversy recently about the main character whose name, I think it's Dunham, is the one, she writes the show and is the main character.
Uh-huh.
And she likes to take off her clothes
uh-huh.
a lot.
Yep.
And this is controversial because some reporter just asked, like, ignited some kind of firestorm last week when he asked her about it, and he implied that the only reason you would ever show nudity on television is to titillate the male viewers, and he got a lot of flack for that. So I was wondering, do you think that it's a good idea, because I think what she's trying to do is she's trying to normalize nudity and make it not a sex thing. I think that's her angle.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what you think about that and these attacks that this reporter guy got.
Huh. Is she really trying to normalize nudity, or does she want to get attention? Because, I mean, I could see a celebrity, like a TV star, wanting the attention that comes with taking off your clothes.
That too, because it's kind of, I don't want to say it's offensive, but it's kind of, it's definitely not meant to be enjoyable either, at least from what I saw. So it could be that, but I think it's an interesting idea, this idea of that Hollywood has this image that you're supposed to be this skinny kind of Barbie kind of person, that's attractive. And I thought it was interesting that you could try to fight this by showing, I mean, she's not ugly, but
she's not like a Barbie type. Is that what you're saying?
I think she's average. I'm not sure. I would say she's average.
I think to fight that battle in Hollywood, you lose. There was Sarah Rue, who she did the show Less Than Perfect on ABC, which was kind of a popular sitcom for a while. She actually started off, and I think she's a beautiful woman, and she started off, she was, mildly obese, and by the fourth, fifth season, she had gotten a tummy tuck and the whole business, and Sarah Rue became ended up just looking like everybody else.
And the show was called Less Than Perfect.
The whole point, that was the basis of the show, is that she was, this not conventionally beautiful woman.
She's a real person.
She was a real person. She was beautiful as a real person. Absolutely stunning, in my opinion. Obviously, eventually, she caved in. So I think it's a losing battle in Hollywood.
I think that naked people are interesting. And people are interested in naked people. And so to get all whipped out of shape.
Depends
because
who the naked person is.
Well, they're still interesting. I mean, you may be like, oh my God.
But do they become less interesting after you've seen enough of them? I mean, I went to medical school for 2 years, mm-hmm. and after a while, it was pretty normal for me to someone.
That's fine. It's a system that works. The femin gals that do these protests, some of it based on feminism, some of it based on human freedom over in Europe, especially Eastern Europe, they take off their tops. They don't take off their tops for any reason other than it gets them a lot of attention.
So, well, there was this expose did you read about this? There's this expose on Femin where there's a man that's behind Femin, and he's the one who's telling them to take off their tops.
I don't know if I even believe
it. He's sleeping with all of them, and they fell for it or something. And
it's worked. they're bringing the message. And people are, they're exposing people that would otherwise not be exposed to their message to their message.
They do get a lot of press coverage for it, but I mean, it is a controversial thing among feminists. Because some of them are should we actually trust this group that is getting exposure by using the sexualization of women to spread their message, and that's headed by a man and so forth, and
Gosh, we don't those men heading these organizations.
Well, some feminists don't.
I know they don't.
So, Stephanie, you don't agree with this tactic, and I want to make sure it's clear, it is not interesting nudity. Okay. She's nude in very uninteresting, banal, very ordinary situations.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever heard of it. So just from what you're saying, I mean, I wouldn't hold anything against her if she wants to take off her clothes and be nude and normalize nudity. I mean, actually, I think that's kind of cool to some extent.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, it just, I wish it wasn't that big of a deal. You know what I mean? Naked bodies were not such a big deal. And maybe if more normal, everyday, real-looking people took off their clothes, then it wouldn't be such a big deal. But it's kind of one of those things where it's you go first, because it is a big deal currently.
Yeah, I kind of wish we were over this already.
Yeah, that's a long way to get it.
I mean, because even I know there's people who think, you can use women to get the liberty message out there just because of the virtue that they're a woman. Not that they're giving their experiences as a woman in the world today, which would be very interesting to hear, but just to spew 50-year-old nonsense, or not nonsense, but 50-year-old logic that you could read in a book for free, just use a woman to put that message out there. I really wish we were kind of over using people in that way.
Indeed.
Also, all the Sorry. All the women on the show have bad relationships with their fathers.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And this is a show where we talk about anything that's on your mind, from normalizing nudity to the feminine expose to things like color guard and firing squads at the beginning of the show. So you can really call us and bring up anything that's on your mind tonight at 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
And, you know, if you are, you know, these topics, they can be pretty controversial at times. And if you want to talk about these sorts of things, maybe you want to do it with some real privacy. And one of the tricks to doing that is using PGP. And I've got a great, great extension for you to use. If you use Chrome, it's going to be coming out for other, you know, other platforms. It'll be coming out for Firefox, apparently, as well as I think a mobile app is on the way, I've heard. And this is CryptoKit. And that's with a K, K-R-Y-P-T-O, kit. And you can go to CryptoKit.com to get it, or you can go to the Chrome Web Store. It's available there. This is really something because it allows you, it makes PGP, okay, this is the best, most secure way to communicate. It makes PGP easy. Not only does it do that, but it's a Bitcoin wallet, and it's a great Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah.
I mean, it handles, I mean, here you go. You have encrypted communications, and then you have a potentially anonymous, monetary service at your disposal here. This is a phenomenal thing.
And it makes it really easy to send Bitcoin payments within a web page because it's a browser extension. So if you have a website and you want to pay, let's say, a Bitcoin invoice on that website, it automatically gets the Bitcoin address for you, and then you can just click a little button and it'll send it there.
Absolutely. And everything happens client side. That means it happens on your computer. Okay. This isn't going off to any servers that could get hacked or anything like that. This is all getting done on your computer.
Yes. And in fact, this is great because let's say you're running Chrome on several different computers. Like I have a Chromebook and I have a couple PCs in my house.
Right.
I installed the CryptoKit browser extension. So every computer that I use has CryptoKit, but they don't all have the same Bitcoin wallet. So
right.
My Bitcoin wallet, if I have Bitcoins on one computer, it's only on one computer. It's a different wallet on each one. So I know that my wallet information is not going to any server. It's staying right there on my computer.
Oh, makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really great. I use it all the time. I recommend it all the time on my show, Sovereign Tech. And I mean, you can't beat the ease of this. And it's free. It's totally free.
Yeah, we're not even selling it to you. Totally free.
It's totally free.
We just want people to use it because it's cool.
Yeah, so check it out, CryptoKit.com. That's KryptoKit.com. Again, it's open source. So, you know, if you're curious, hey, I don't know that this actually does what it says it does. Maybe there's something nefarious going on. You can check out the code for yourself, CryptoKit.com.
Cool. All right. Well, let's go back to Skype and talk with Nathan again. Hey, Nathan, you're back on Free Talk Live.
That was a great segue, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate
segue
it.
Or segue?
Either works.
What are you trying to say here, Nathan?
Also, I feel a little envious because I only get the text client on Ubuntu for Bitcoin.
Oh, I see. What, the text client? What does that mean?
Oh, well, in Ubuntu, you go to the little software center to install software. And mm-hmm. So I tried to do that and typed in Bitcoin, and nothing came up except, unrelated things.
You had to go to the terminal.
Yeah, I went to the terminal, and there I found the text client for Bitcoin. And not any graphical client, just the text client.
Oh, man.
So Ubuntu has a way to come, I guess, on this.
Well, you can use Google Chrome in Ubuntu, or Iron, or Chromium. And that will allow you to use CryptoKit as well.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think of that.
So CryptoKit is just a great solution for pretty much every machine out there.
And Brian knows this because he hosts a podcast called Sovereign Tech.
Yeah, which I mentioned before. That's sovereigntech.com, SovrynTech.com.
You can hear me on the latest episode.
Yeah, you were on. We had a great time. We always have a great time when we do
this. We sure do. So, okay, Nathan, you were talking about this TV show Girls, and there's a star on Girls who likes to take off her clothes, and apparently
she's the main character and writes the show.
And writes the show, okay. And so you were asking what I thought of it, but then we kind of ran up against the clock, but you were saying there's also something where all of the characters on the show have horrible relationships with their fathers or something like that.
Right. And for some reason, all the characters, even the minor ones, are narcissists or there's something screwy with them. I don't know.
What's the evidence that they're narcissistic? Like, what do they do?
Well, the episode I watched involved the main character and her friend going to visit the friend's family, and the three people in her family looked completely insane. The father didn't even look at Hannah, the main character, while she was talking. The mother was like, "Scientists lie," and some kind of conspiracy nut. And then the son was a zombie who wouldn't even talk at all. It was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also the main character didn't escape my wrath. She, they were on a farm, and she refused to eat the rabbit because, I don't know, she's from the city or something. And so that kind of made me dislike the main character, too. So pretty much every character on the show seemed to be some kind of narcissist. At least that's how it came off just from the one episode I watched.
My thought process is television is supposed to be compelling. Hopefully this is compelling to someone. Apparently it's not compelling to you or to Stefan Molyneux. I don't know that I would draw too much more out of that. You know, I mean...
Are you saying
well,
that
you have to,
people...
You have to like some of the characters, right?
You would have to enjoy a show.
Are you saying that some of these characters are narcissistic and people can relate to that somehow and this is why the show is so popular?
I don't know how popular the show is, actually.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, I want to take this a little bit off the rails quick, if I can. This is something where I don't understand why so many, especially liberty-minded people, why so many people like the new Battlestar Galactica. There's not a single freaking hero in that show. Not one. They're all
here comes Brian.
They're all vapid, evil characters. Every one of them. Now, unless the reason people like it is because it shows what they think of everybody else. But if that's the case, then that's kind of self-defeatist to the voluntarist way of thinking because we think that people are inherently good not evil.
Are they claiming it's a libertarian show?
Not at all.
Okay.
Well, no, some people might because they want to say, like, oh, the third season, there was this great representation of the occupation in Iraq, and that's nonsense. It was so shallow, just a ridiculous little show. So anyway, sorry.
You didn't think the chief mechanic was a likable character?
No, he still ended. Well, he ended up. Well, I don't want to give anything away.
Okay, because I thought he was the one character on that show who seemed a little bit likable.
Nah.
Okay.
Sorry, Nathan.
Anyway, Nathan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing up that topic. And you can call us at 855-450-3733 if you want to talk about your favorite themes and TV or literature.
Yeah, now you can talk about the original Galactica, and there's plenty of heroes. Lots of wonderful themes to glean and to take from such an incredible show. So, anyway.
Yeah, I just don't really get into TV shows too much. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of people.
I'm unsurprised that the hipster likes the old version.
Yeah. He liked it before anyone else liked it,
too. That's right.
He liked it before it was cool.
That's right.
Let's go to the phones and talk with Mike listening in Maryland. Hi, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. As I mentioned to the screener, I guess the topic that I wanted to discuss are labels.
Labels. All right. Hold the line, please,
okay.
Mike, and we'll get to you in just a moment here on Free Talk Live. Mike wants to talk about labels. I wonder if he's going to talk about the A word or the V word.
I'm not sure which
Free
one,
Talk
what,
Live.
What the A word is.
855, 453. More coming up.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed. It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. And tonight you're joined by me, Stephanie.
And Brian, the
and
hipster.
Mark.
Hipster Brian.
Hipster.
He is kind of a hipster. He likes things before they're popular.
You guys explained what that was to me. I thought you needed a beard to be a hipster. A male hipster had to have a beard.
No, I can't do that.
Because now the beards are getting too popular, so he's gone.
Yeah, everybody has a beard now.
Clean-shaven look.
If you have a really epic beard and you grew it because you're sort of a hipster and it's hip, it would be really difficult to get rid of it, though. I mean, if it's an epic beard, it's an epic beard, right?
There's some guys out there who have some pretty awesome beards, and I say keep them.
Right. I think it goes too far as to sort of question the masculinity of people who don't have these beards. Like, if you've got an epic beard, that's really awesome.
That's really interesting because some women just love, it's like a requirement for them. They have to have a man with a beard if they're going to have a man.
I had some blatant come-ons when I had a full beard, the goatee, the thick goatee that I had at one point, and I was really kind of stunned by it because I've always, most of my life, I've been clean-shaven, but it seemed to be a big deal. I don't know whether it works or doesn't.
It's kind of a symbol of masculinity, but I don't know. For personally, I prefer no beard.
Yeah, you know, that's a funny thing is... because I've dated a lot of Jewish women, and none of them like a beard. And you'd think that'd be just like a mass contradiction.
Oh, wow. I guess I fall in with
you know because you I'm not even supposed to shave, but or at least the side.
In Judaism, but you don't acknowledge that.
No, not at all.
And neither do I. But for instance, I actually had a ex girlfriend who she was bisexual, as am I, and she beards were a requirement for her for men.
Wow.
And even, she would see men with beards that I didn't think were attractive at all, and she would go crazy over them because they had a beard.
But she didn't want beards on women?
No.
Just feminist.
Different strokes for different folks. You know, different things. People, you know, people's cranks get turned by different things. What can I say?
It is all very different. But I do have a theory when it comes to beards is that it qualifies as male plumage, male human plumage. So if you look at the male of the species, in most cases, it is the more striking of the two. And what makes a man different than a woman? The beard, really, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I think that's probably a big part of it, but I don't know.
I guess you don't have to like anything you don't like, Stephanie.
I don't like them. But I was just thinking of how there's a term for gay men when a man is gay and closeted.
Yeah.
Sometimes he does things to try to hide the fact that he's gay to make other people think that he's more masculine.
And dating women, and then that woman's called a beard.
She's called a beard, exactly.
Right, which is a very cruel thing to do to anyone.
Yes,
but you also have to come to terms with your sexuality, and one wonders how you would come to those terms. I have an ex who now is dating a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel bad about that situation.
Yeah.
She was heterosexual when she was with me. What am I supposed
Maybe
to do about it?
Maybe she was bisexual.
Well, you know,
Maybe she still is.
She talked about these things. Women have tend to flow more fluidly between the sexes than men do.
Yeah, sure. And you can call yourself whatever you want, but like, it's just kind of a pet peeve for me when people say, "Well, there are no bisexuals. If you're dating a man and you're a woman, you're straight. And if you're dating a woman and you're a woman, you're a lesbian." There's no. Maybe they're always bi, no matter who they're dating. It doesn't depend on who they're dating.
Don't the statistics show through the Kinsey scale or whatever mm-hmm. that women tend to be more bisexual than men? Isn't that what, they're more likely to be in the middle as opposed to the ends, and the men tend to be in the zeros and the sevens, and women tend to be the
I actually don't know about
fives.
That. Kinsey does have data on that, but I'm not sure if it shows that women are more likely to be in the middle.
Kinsey also has data that a lot of farm boys enjoy
engaging
having fun with the animals.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing else to do on the farm. Bitcoinstore.com will give you something to do on the farm besides that, whatever that is. They've got more than 500,000 items, most of them consumer electronics, ready for immediate shipment.
That's a good thing.
Immediately. You just hold off a few hours. Bitcoinstore.com, it's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items.
Cool. How long is it going to be till somebody makes beard coin, really? I mean,
so I saw a song that somebody posted that if your dad doesn't have a beard, then you've got two mums.
Yep, I've seen that song.
It's funny. There's no doubt about it. But I kind of think that this is it. The beards have jumped the shark now. We're making fun of the clean-shaven guys at the expense of the beard guys. Come on now, there's no reason for that at all. It's just hair. If the best thing that you have to speak about yourself is the ability to grow hair, you haven't done much. People in comas can do that.
Yeah, it's true. And you know what? It's your choice. It's your body.
Yeah.
It's your choice. So Like I said, I have my personal preference, but I don't want to impose that preference on anyone else. You know, I don't want to tell people, you should or should not have a beard.
Right? I'm happy to give my opinion on people's beards, if that's what they want from me. There was a guy at Porkfest that had one, a full, thick, you know, no gray in it.
More than one guy like that at Porkfest.
But this one, you know, this one in particular impressed me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this guy should absolutely have a beard. He probably has to shave 3 times a day anyway if he doesn't. And he doesn't have any patches or anything like that. Then I see other people with beards, and I'm like, look, you look like that kid in high school. Stop it. Shave that thing off and just, you know, live your life. I don't care how long you let it go, it's still a scraggly, patchy mess.
Move on.
But it doesn't make them more or less a man. It just means you don't have enough hair follicles in your face.
Well, you know, I think a lot of times what guys will do, I know this is a trick, where they'll grow the beard at a very young age, and they'll keep it, and they'll let it grow crazy. And then when they turn, in their late 30s or 40s, they shave it. And then suddenly they look like
they
look like they're 18. You know, so some people pull that.
Yeah,
it's a funny thing.
It's like something's unveiled after decades. We do have a call on the line. I'm sorry, we forgot to...
I got one more comment
on
beards. So if you go ahead and look at presidents. So first you've got the presidents with all the wigs, Yeah, and then they stopped wearing wigs.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was
at some point
Jackson
stopped.
Or something like that. But they stopped wearing wigs. And then this little girl tells Lincoln to grow a beard, and he grows a beard. And then there isn't a single president without a beard for like 60 years. And then, you know, then they're going to mustaches, and after the mustaches, then they're all clean shaven. I think we're going to have a president with a goatee or mustache or something coming up soon. I'm just trying to predict the future.
Who's the one who has the... There's a picture of some old president that has a mustache that's like the rent is too damn high party guy. Jimmy, whatever.
I think it's Grover Cleveland would maybe. Be my
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, probably Grover.
It's like the mustache that connects to the sideburns, but the beard's gone.
I think that's Grover Cleveland.
I don't know. Yeah. The facial hair ended with Woodrow Wilson, so now I'm wondering if the facial hair decides the fate of the country.
Maybe it does. I'm so sorry, Mike. We've kept you waiting for a little while, but thanks for your patience. And, Mike, we were going to talk to you. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We were going to talk to you about labels, and go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, the caller, a couple callers ago, I kept waiting for him to hiccup. But at any rate, though.
Which guy? Which one?
A couple guys ago that sounded like he was half in the bag.
Oh, I don't know. Who do you remember
his
name?
Like he was drunk. But then
anyway, okay, go ahead.
Okay, moving right along. No, I'm basically talking about how labels, generally how people use labels to label themselves philosophically or specifically politically. And mm-hmm. I'm 61 years old. I'm an old fart. Okay, and I back in the late 60s and throughout much of the 70s. I consider myself a liberal, but I had a good excuse. I was on drugs most of the time. Not seriously.
But what did liberal mean to you then? Do you think it meant something different than what it would mean today?
Yeah, I was probably fairly unsophisticated in my knowledge of politics, but I mean, I protested against the war in Vietnam. I had long hair. I mm-hmm. smoked those funny cigarettes. I went to a lot of rock concerts. And I didn't engage in as much as free love as I wanted to, but I guess I got my fair share.
That's awesome.
So as time went on, I kind of evolved politically, and I voted for Reagan in 1980.
Hold that thought, Mike. We'll bring you back again. I'm sorry. We yammered about beers. We want to give Mike a chance to talk. There's more coming up here in a moment.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No. This is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us and making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. And you're joined tonight by me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
This is the last segment of tonight's program. So if you want to call in, please do so now at 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that's on your mind, but you got to do it quick. And you can also call on Skype at lrn.fm. Those are the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines. Now, unless you guys have anything to add before we get to the calls.
Nope.
Okay, we're going to go right back to Mike, listening in Maryland. Hey, Mike, go ahead and continue with your thoughts. You were saying you called yourself a liberal back in the 60s, but that may have changed for
and
you.
And then he voted for Reagan. Oof.
Yeah, I have buyer's remorse over that one. So for the longest time, I was calling myself a conservative, and then I started calling myself a paleo-conservative because I heard Patrick Buchanan use that term, and I use that term because it kind of shocks liberals, and it sounds oh so macho. And yeah. I'm a news junkie, and I'm a talk show addict, and I find politics and current events far more interesting than anything on TV. And I hear people use the term of libertarian, and people like Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity start calling themselves libertarians, and then, of all people, Bill Maher. And I just wonder, and I have liberal friends that I discuss politics with, and they say, oh, he's not a liberal, he's a liberal. And I find myself saying, well, Bush isn't a liberal, and Reagan really wasn't a true liberal. So what purpose do labels serve? And there are some things I can agree with the libertarians on, as in limited government. Basically, my mantra is turn Washington, D.C. into a theme park. That's how small I want to make government. I want to basically abolish our standing army and have state militias and make Congress meet 1 month a year. I mean, that's how small I want to make government.
Now, do you want, so I guess I would ask here, is do you want me to address the difference between liberal and conservative and labels and what the usefulness and what the dangers of them are? Or do you want me to turn you into voluntarist in a couple of minutes?
Well, I'm just basically just tossing this out on discussion. Do labels that either we put upon ourselves or that others may put on us or vice versa, do they obfuscate the person's true beliefs?
Yeah.
Do they help clarify it?
I think they do.
How much can we depend on them for accuracy to really, you know, explain what a person believes in? Because I assume there are different stripes of libertarianism as there are conservatives. And, you know, how much can we depend on these labels that we use?
I think they're very dangerous. Labels are, and I know that people like them. I know that they can be useful. You know, if I use
the term,
almost
a necessity, I would say, because it's like, how else are you going to just succinctly describe your beliefs? But that's the key word, right? They have to describe your beliefs.
Yeah, especially in a technological mass communication world. I mean, I think one of the things, and we're voluntarists, which you brought up, Mark, is such a good term. Okay, not that I necessarily use it all the time, but where it's such a good term is that it's very, very clear in what it's saying, voluntary.
Well, the problem with it is that some people will think that what you're wanting is this world without money, where everybody volunteers to do things.
Yep, that's possible.
And what I like is I like to use the term, just to be as clear as I can with people, is an anti-war non-monopolist. Because if that doesn't alienate and suck in everybody out there, because the people that are, again, for war tend to be, you know, autocratic types anyway, but the people who are against war tend to be against monopoly, so it tends to be very confusing. That's what I use, and I feel like it's as clear as it can be. What I hate about it is it describes me in the negative. Hmm. In both cases.
And it's a mouthful.
Well, what do I got? If, you know, when people like Bill Maher and Glenn Beck, who are so totally different, both call themselves libertarians, and then I call myself one, what do I got?
I usually say freedom.
It kind of loses its meaning, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. And I usually say freedom loving or liberty loving. And then sometimes I'll just say.
Everybody likes that, right?
Yeah, I guess. But maybe it's a little nonspecific.
But it alienates people because, well, freedom is what you think freedom should be. And you're trying to define freedom for me. What I want is freedom from corporate control and freedom from GMOs. And they'll get all whipped up out of shape because you're trying to own the word freedom and liberty.
Do you want the freedom to murder someone? Or?
Right.
No,
so then you get.
I mean, sometimes I just say I would like all human interactions between people to be voluntary whenever possible.
It's hard to argue with that one.
Yeah.
But once the implications become clear to people, it's earth-shattering.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, thanks. I just wanted to throw that out there and discuss it because it's you kind of go into a wilderness. But before I leave, and I don't want to take up too much time, I want to put in my vote for the worst movie of 2013 and maybe the worst movie ever. And
let's hear it.
IMDb and go on, just Google it on YouTube. I mean, I'm a snob when it comes to movies. I've made attempts at writing screenplays and I've read books about them and stuff. So I'm very, very picky. But this movie had a couple of known stars in it, but I think it made $8,000 at the box office.
$8,000?
Bad Milo, Bad M-I-L-L-O-H, or maybe it's M-I-L-O, I'm not sure. But Google Bad Milo, you cannot...
It lives up to the name, huh? It was bad.
you just cannot believe how low Hollywood will go. It's just incredibly bad movie. But you look at this movie and you go, adults made this? But at any rate...
Wow. All right. Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate your thoughts tonight.
It appears to have an ugly little puppet in it.
Mm. Sorry, I hung up on him a little.
Yeah, Hollywood's totally, in my opinion, Hollywood has lost all creativity. That's why they're making movies books into movies now and comic books into movies. I mean, these things are already popular on their own, and now just Hollywood's out of steam, and so they're reaching for them.
I think that one thing about the superhero movies is that they really couldn't do them justice before.
Oh, that's true.
If you look back at the Batman movie from the 80s, this was a big deal and very popular.
Well, they did a good job with that.
It was a good job, but if you look back on it, you're like, oh my God, that's pretty horrifying compared to the most recent Batman movies.
I don't know if I agree with you, but I understand your point. By and large, I agree with you. Because, like, the 78 Superman's phenomenal.
Okay, 78 Superman?
The first one with Reeves.
I gotta say, those were pretty corny then, and they didn't get a lot of
Superman, what do you want to...
He's corny, right?
Yes, that's the point.
We do have another call on the line. Just want to make sure to get her in before the end of the show here. Hi, Blue, listening in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, just real quickly, this is a very interesting point that I wanted to make. I went to reestablish my Netflix account. And so I went through the whole gamut of going over and getting a prepaid Visa card. Well, apparently you cannot use it. But the reason that I had called in is because when I suggested to them, why couldn't I just buy a Netflix gift card? The guy noted. He sent that through to management. So why don't your callers call in and say, why can't I buy Netflix with Bitcoins?
Oh, so you got basically a positive response and you were listened to by their customer service. So maybe
yes.
If somebody asked them to take Bitcoins, they would be receptive to that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
And the more people, and the more people that call in, the more that they take it very seriously.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea because especially, I mean, this would force Amazon's hand even more because, you know, Amazon Prime and Netflix, they're the competitors pretty much for online, video content.
Right.
And, boy, if Netflix would take it, I mean, that'd be a huge, huge statement.
Well, I'm going to post it on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
I would be happy if Netflix took it because I'd subscribe just for that purpose, just because they took Bitcoins.
Sure.
Just an issue that if I were you all, I would temp just to get that message out. Call them. Call customer service.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks so much, Blue. I appreciate your calling in about that, and we'll put it on our Facebook page so maybe people will take action on this. And, we've got, we have less than a minute left, so I'm not going to bother with the number.
Do you use one for yourself?
It depends on who I'm talking to.
You know, it does, for me, it does too.
There's not one label that gets all of my beliefs though.
Agreed. I think that, a non-monopolist, the best I can come up with, it really does sort of encapsulate it. I don't think government having rules is a bad thing. It's just the fact that you have to follow them when you didn't agree to them. That's really the problem.
Uh-huh.
And if there was another government out there that you could choose between, if you had some kind of competition, they'd be much better. There'd be huge innovation.
But if you had one more to choose from, but you didn't like that one, too, it still wouldn't be.
Well, three or four or five. I mean, then there would be another one if one can compete.
All right. This has been Free Talk Live, and freetalklive.com is our website. We'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.